Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Unless you're in New York, I've made it for Saturday. If you're in New York, then we're going to have two on Sunday. So, yeah, it's like 11:45, and I just got in, took care of Basil. And had this thing on forgiveness come up for me today that I needed to talk about, because one, the mindset of forgiveness is a manifesting energy. So if you are forgiving, it's healing. It's super healing. And if you've seen my video on heal to manifest your greatest desires, then I talk about forgiveness and give you exercises that you can do to heal your past. So if you don't have that video, it's in this group. Just message me for the link. She's super needy right now. But the other thing is, so it's a manifesting energy or emotion, like love and gratitude and forgiveness is up there. It's super, super powerful. And you can forgive yourself. You can forgive other people. And there's a lot more to forgive than you probably realize. So if you've seen my video from 2018 in the fall, where I realized that the pain in my body was a manifestation of, well, several things, Adderall. But at that time, I realized that it was my unhealed emotion. Come here, baby. Come here. I realized that it was my unhealed emotions that were kind of causing it. And yeah, they really were. And that if I didn't take care of it then you know, something worse could happen. And I think we live in these unhealed states for so long that it does cause things like cancer, you know? And for a long time, I had this fear that I was going to live out my mom's story, where she got sick at 47. Well, she was, my dad left after 24 years. She got sick at 47 and died before she turned 48. And that was part of my reason to, like, get out of my marriage and start living my life. So it was an awakening for me, but it was also a fear for me for so long that that was going to be my story. And so in 2018, I had already done, hey Chris, I had already done some healing work from my past, from my dad. So if you don't know, I got really angry at him because he left my mom for another woman, and I blamed him for my mom's death. And there's more that goes into it, where more connecting the dots that goes into it, but I really blamed him and I was so angry. And then also, he did things and said things that were just inappropriate, like, that human beings don't shouldn't say. And I was just like, what the hell? So I actually was so angry at him that I stopped talking to him for 6 years. For 6 years, I didn't. In fact, not only did I stop talking to him and didn't invite him to my wedding, I told people he was dead. Like, I was so angry. And I would just run and run and run, like, physically run on the treadmill and just try to run out my anger in between him and my ex, now ex-husband. I had so much anger and bitterness and resentment, and it was eating me up. So after 6 years, I decided that I was going to forgive him because I was like, this is hurting me. And so I went to him with 2 pages front and back of written out of all these reasons that I was mad at him. And we sat and cried, and he said he was sorry and he wanted to be in my life. And so I slowly let him back in, and it took a while. I mean, this was, oh God, I'm bad at putting the years together. But I would say I was mid-30s. Let's just say that. That's a safe assumption. And then in 2018, I realized that there was another level of forgiveness, because even though I had forgiven him, and I will go to their house for Christmas, and I'm okay with her, like, I don't really blame her anymore. It's a little weird when she's like, when your dad and I got together. I'm like, oh, okay, awkward moment. But I'm kind of, baby. Oh, come on. I'm kind of like, that's a little weird. You don't have to talk about that, because I know, like, I don't know. Anyway, I'm happy that there's a lot of that that worked out. Like, I don't have to worry about my dad because she's there and she loves him and she takes care of him. But I realized in 2018 there was another level of forgiveness that I had to go to heal, because I had this story that I was still kind of living out with fear of being left and not trusting relationships. And even though I had forgiven him, the story was still in me, and that unforgiveness and, like, letting go of the story was there. Hey, Linda. And if you are still, if you forgive the person, like truly forgive them, not say, will you forgive, like, I forgive you, and not forgive them. Because that's what I did in my marriage. I didn't understand that forgiveness was actually just your heart, like, opening up and, like, forgiving them. And I thought forgiveness was just saying you forgive and then pushing those emotions down and, like, suppressing your soul. That's not forgiveness. But I did forgive my dad, but there was still, like, holding on to the story. And there was still this, like, reliving the story. So I had to go back and forgive my dad again and forgive my ex-husband. And again, if you haven't gotten the video, the healing video, it has such powerful exercises that I did to get through my chronic pain and to get through this stuff. I mean, it's pretty traumatic. The story that I lived out with my dad, and just not trusting relationships. And now my dad and I have a great relationship, and I'm so, so grateful for that. And I know that we all have people in our lives that have wronged us, and we carry a lot of anger and resentment. But the thing of it is it's hurting us so much. It's hindering us from being happy. It's hindering us from manifesting out of that story. It's hindering us from, it keeps us in, locked in to these stories where I was just repeating the same pattern of being neglected by men. Because there was a level of forgiveness that I hadn't gotten to. And again, if you feel like you've forgiven, there's usually another level that you can go to. So definitely get that video from me. And then look at your stories. What stories are you still repeating over and over again? What stories are still like, oh, I can't do this because this happened in my life? And as I say this, I know there's more story. Like, there's the obvious story, like my dad and you know, what happened with my ex-husband and all that. But then there's the unobvious stories, like friends that you'd forgotten about, and maybe just random things that you have forgotten about, people that have borrowed money, I don't know, whatever, that you've kind of forgotten about and are still holding you hostage. So if you really want to do this forgiveness work and move into a higher vibe, I would just start forgiving everybody. Even if they didn't wrong you necessarily, or if it wasn't that big of a deal, just forgive and just pour your love onto these people. And again, just pick up my video, go through the video. I don't know which exercises are the forgiveness exercises, but it's like, I think it's an hour long. And if you, when you go through the video, go through one exercise, do it, let it soak in, kind of take it in, and then go through the next exercise. So this might take you a week, it might take you a month to go through. It just depends on how much you do it, but I would repeat the exercises over and over again because they're super powerful. So, if you want to create a new story, you've got to forgive. And I know it's not easy. That's why I have a whole video on it. That's why I'm doing a live on it. But drop your questions, comments down below, and I will answer all of them. And I will see you guys tomorrow, Sunday. I don't know if it's crossed over to Sunday yet, but I am back from Miami and ready to rock and roll. Bye. Bye, Chris. Bye, Linda. Ah! Cat attack! Okay. Okay. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.